We're ready to go. Peru Tigers in road black uniforms, white numbers trimmed in old gold. Warsaw in the home white uniforms, orange numbers trimmed in black. Peru wins the tip. They're coming to the near end here in the opening half of play. Warsaw starts out in a man-to-man defense. Braxton Robbins, now to Gavin Eldridge, near side, pressure by Bricker. Down to the baseline, Eldridge cut off. Back out to Potts, around to the right for Robbins. Robbins looking for cutters, nobody's open, so he'll bounce it out to Ross. Ross hands back to Rutger. He gets his first look at it. Fakes a three, throws it out top. Potts will take that three. It is no good, and Trey Davis has the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Carson Gould. Gould into the front court. Davis, left side to Bricker. Bricker out the top, bad pass. Martin got to it first, though, at the timeline. Trey Davis, top of the circle. Back to Martin, into the corner to Jaeger. Jaeger dribbles out to the wing, looking for cutters. Nobody's open. Martin, left side to Davis. Here's Bricker curling off his screen. Dribbles to the elbow. Double team, forced up a jumper in the lane, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Potts for Peru. Warsaw won the JV game 57-24. In transition, Robbins. Out to Potts. Off a screen, Eldridge. Holding on the right wing against Bricker. Now he'll throw it across the near side to Robbins. Robbins down to Rutger. Rutger, I'll spell that for you here in a second. Throws it out for Potts. Potts hands off to Eldridge. Eldridge bounces into the corner, Rutger. He'll hold above his head, try to drive the baseline, foul called. Davis is going to get the foul, hits first, out of bounds to Peru. Again, I will apologize in advance and do my very best not to confuse you by going Tiger and Tiger and Tiger and Tiger, because the Warsaw Tigers and the Peru Tigers. In the lane, Ross leans in. Jaeger blocked it, but it came right back to Ross. They'll flip it across to a wide-open Potts, who lays it up and in. 2-0 in favor of Peru. Bricker up the right sidelines. He picks up his dribble, finds a Cuddy Martin. He'll be bodied. He scores, and a foul. What a shot by Brant Martin, who got bumped early in his jump and was able to collect himself and still put it off the glass and in. The foul is called on Potts, his first. Martin just had 4 points in the game last night. He was 2 out of 3 at the line, and his free throw is good. So Martin with a 3-point play, and we have our first lead change. Warsaw leads 3-2. We play 2 minutes here in the opening quarter. Quickly in transition, Potts in the right corner, past the Warsaw bench and all the way out to the top. Picks up his dribble, throws it to Robbins. Back out to Ross. Ross bounces it out for Potts between the circles. Martin's on him on the switch. Now Eldridge. Now they show double team. They get it to the near side for Robbins. Ross wants it on the block. He's got Carson Gould on him. That's the matchup that Peru would want. Ross steps out beyond the arc against Jaeger. Cross court pass. 3 on the way. Good by Robbins. Braxton Robbins knocks home a 3-pointer, and Peru has the lead 5-3. Carson Gould will jog it up. Eldridge waits for him on the other side of the timeline. Bricker trying to get open, can't get free. Backdoor lob to Martin. Martin on the baseline, 15-footer, no good. Rebound bounces out long, it's grabbed by Rutger. Rutger in transition, crosses over in the middle with the right-hand dribble to the elbow, dumps it inside to Ross. He's surrounded by white jerseys, dribbles once, shoots it over Jaeger and missed it. And Jaeger grabs the rebound for Warsaw. One dribble for Luke and ahead to Carson Gould. Carson off a screen to the middle from Jaeger, picks up his dribble, left side to Martin. Now down to the corner for Davis. Back out to Martin. Now to Carson Gould at the top. Carson dribbles right. Out to Martin between the circles. Left side Jaeger. He's open. He's shooting for 3. He shot it way too hard. He missed the basket by 2 feet. And it's Peru's basketball. Eldridge in transition. He tries a 3. That's no good. Carson Gould the rebound for Warsaw. Long pass down court. What a pass. Trey Davis for 2. Carson Gould with a 60-footer on the money. We're tied at 5. When Carson is in the game, you have to be heads up. Rutger, right corner, up the baseline on Davis, runs in, forces one up, no good, but Tigers couldn't control the rebound, and it bounces out of bounds. To complete that thought, when Carson and Jackson are in the game, you have to be prepared because they are going to throw you the ball if you're open. And if you're not paying attention, then you're going to be in trouble. It's probably going to hit you in the forehead. Will Bergen's into the game. So is Drew Heckerman for the Tigers. Ball knocked out of bounds. Trey Davis is out. And on the inbounds, they throw it into Potts. You got it right back to Robbins, who shoots a little eight-footer that's no good. And Martin's got the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Carson Gould. Long pass left corner for Bergen. Bergen will dribble up the sidelines and bring things out. 4 minutes left to play first quarter. Warsaw and Peru tied at five. Jaeger one dribble and out near the timeline for Carson Gould. Left off a Jaeger screen. He'll skip it across to a wide open Bergen. Bergen had a three look, didn't take it. Heckerman will from the right side. It's no good. Martin the rebound for Warsaw on the left block. He'll turn and shoot and miss it, but a whistle and a foul called, and he'll shoot two. Good job by Martin to keep that one in play. Ross with the foul, his first team second. Martin at the free throw line where he just made one. He's an 84% free throw shooter. Now the first one's up and in. Brant Martin's got four of Warsaw's six. The Tigers lead by 1-6-5. One more coming up for the 6'3 sophomore. It's up there and it's in there. Martin with three free throws and 5 points. And Warsaw leads 7-5. Across the line, down to the corner. Open was Potts, didn't take the shot. Out top, Robbins will for three. It's no good. Martin, another rebound for Warsaw. Martin will start up the near side, then angle to the middle, then back to the right. Ball knocked away by Rutker. Oh, and Rutker almost took it back for Peru. He ran 50 feet maybe to sneak up behind the Tiger and knock that ball away. And he needed about one more inch of court to keep that one as a turnover. Martin left wing against Rutker. Picks up his dribble out to Jaeger between the circles. Now to the right side, Carson Gould. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Warsaw leads 7-5. Gould picks up his dribble. Now to Bergen. Left side to Martin. Martin looks down at Jaeger at the post. They leave him alone, so Martin shoots a three. It's way short. And the rebound's grabbed by Alex Ross for Peru. Long pass Rutger, right past the scorer's table. Down to the right baseline. Falling down, he just throws it at the basket. It's no good. It's grabbed by Jaeger for Warsaw. Carson Gould weaving his way through traffic. All the way down. Dumps it off to Martin. His shot was blocked from behind by Ross. Martin comes out of there with it for Warsaw. Back to Carson Gould. Carson crosses over down the right side of the lane. Lost the ball out of bounds. No foul called, but the ball is tipped by Peru, and it belongs to Warsaw. Andrew Potter into the game for Martin. Jaeger's out, and Davis is in. So they go from a bigger lineup to a much smaller lineup. And here comes Bryce Hill, who we saw in the JV game, into the game for Peru. He will come in for Potts. 2:27 left in the quarter. Warsaw leads 7-5. Carson Gould on the inbounds to Heckerman. Ball knocked out of his hands. He gets it back in the corner. He'll jump a pass out to Bergen. Open for three. No good. Rebound tipped by Rutger. Grabbed by Rutger for Peru. And he takes off at full speed. He'll run down the court all the way in. He missed it. Heckerman's got the rebound for Warsaw. He'll spin away from trouble. Now Rutger knocks it away from him. Heckerman got it back. Heckerman zigzags his way down the lane. Shoots it from the left. A whistle on the drive. And a foul is going to be called against Peru. And this is going to be on Alex Ross. And that's his second of the opening quarter. And with 2:03 left to go in it, Eric Thompson will bring Potts back into the game. Thompson isn't really debating the foul. I think he's debating who was on. That's a big loss for Peru. That's a 10-point-a-game guy as they throw it into Heckerman right in front of the basket, and Heckerman scores. Peru never got organized, and Warsaw on a little bit of a mini run here, leads 9-5 with 1:50 left to play in the first quarter. Potts hands off to a curling Eldridge, the right elbow, and then out to the right wing. To the baseline, and a bumping foul called on Bergen. His first. Will getting some extended time. Jackson Gould sitting right next to David Wayne, as close to the coaching staff as he can be. Right now, not politicking much that we can see, but he is trying like you know what to get into the game right now. Potts, hands off. Right side, Eldridge, the baseline. Slips it out for Robbins. Robbins against Davis. Across the top to Potts. Potts bounces outside. It's stolen. Heckerman with a breakout. He'll take it down and dunk it home. Heckerman with his second field goal. He's got four. Warsaw leads 11-5, and that electrified this smallish crowd here in the Tiger Den this afternoon. Eldridge off Robbins, screen at the top, runs into Potter on the block, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be Bergen again. That's his second. Well, I knew it couldn't have been against Potter. I did not see Bergen on the backside of that, which doesn't mean he didn't foul. I just didn't see him back there. And guess what? Ross is coming back into the game here for Peru with 1:11 left in the quarter. On the inbounds, Potts, baseline right at the near end, into a wide open Hill, who shoots for three and missed it. And Carson Gould's got the rebound for Warsaw. Long pass down the court, Heckerman again. Oh, he shot it off the bottom of the rim, no good. He lost the ball a little bit on his way up, and it cost him a chance for a layup. Rutger at the other end for three, no good. And a whistle and a foul called. Potter had Hill get between him and the ball, and Potter bumped him in the backside, and that'll be Andrews first. It'll be out of bounds to the Peru Tigers, who come into the game at 10-3. Really good team. Really well coached. Not as physical, just in watching film, not as physical as they have been in recent years. Ross rolls one around and around and around, and finally it falls down the well. His first two with 48 seconds left makes it 11-7. Davis quickly the other way. Left-hand dribble to the rack for two. Again, another 50-foot pass down the right side of the court for Trey Davis, who puts the biscuit in the basket to make it 13-7. Eldridge leans into Bergen. Couldn't get past him. Now to Ross. Right side to Robbins. Robbins now to Potts. Back to right. Robbins off a screen. Started in. Couldn't shoot. Now Rutger. Rutger against Heckman. That's a good matchup right there. Rutger down to the baseline. Leans into him. Shoots it up and missed it. But a foul called. Heckerman's going to get the foul. His first. Warsaw has already been called for five fouls in the game. Rutger, a 71% free throw shooter, in his 37-point night last night against McConaughey, he was 10 out of 12. The first one is up and in. One thing I noticed when watching him in film this week is when he shoots free throws, almost like LeBron James, he'll start walking forward. Now, in the games I watched, I did not see them call it at any point. Let's see if it happens again. Rutger shoots that one up. He drifted back. He puts them both in. 13-9, Warsaw with the lead and the ball. Final 10 seconds of quarter number one. Carson Gould down to the right wing. Slips it into Heckerman on the block. He'll make his way to the basket, and it rolls around and around and in, and a foul on the play. Heckerman with a six-point first quarter and one. He was wide open, running down the right side of the lane. An easy pass into him, and he got bumped by Hill in the back of the head. Heckerman, a 68% free throw shooter, 4 out of 6 last night. 1 for 1 today, as that one's up and good. 4.7 left. Rutger deep in the backcourt. 3 seconds. To the line, two. Peeks up. Fakes. Leans in. Shoots a three-pointer. Missed it short. After one, Warsaw 16, Peru 9. We'll start quarter two after this 60-second timeout on News Now Warsaw. At the end of one, Warsaw a 16-9 lead over Peru. Warsaw ball to start quarter two, still going toward the east end of the Tiger Den. And in the backcourt, it's Martin out there with Bricker, Jaeger, Sullivan, and Trey Davis. Almost a wholesale change for Matt Moore here to start quarter two. Sullivan, who did not play in the JV game, has 4 full quarters here. Sully left corner into Jaeger, double team, lost the ball. If you're going to stand there and act like you're going to throw it and act like you're going to throw it and act like you're going to throw it, you're going to cause your big guy trouble. There's a three-pointer at the other end by Eldridge. His 19th three-pointer of the season. He's made it 16-11. Sullivan right corner, out to Trey Davis, top of the circle. He'll hand back to Martin on the weave. And back to the left corner to Bricker. That pass was off target. It's taken away by Peru. A scramble for it. Trey Davis has got a hand on it. And we're going to have a whistle and a held ball. And Peru has the possession arrow. Let me go back to the previous possession. If you're on the wing or in the corner and your guy's posted up and there's a guy standing behind you, your guy down in the post, and a guy on the side, you can't throw that ball. He's not open. Maybe you can get it to him, but he's going to get it stolen away. That's the help side. And if you stand there and act like you're going to do it and act like you're going to do it and act like you're going to do it, there's a question about the possession arrow. It was Peru ball. Warsaw had it at the quarter. Out of bounds to the Peru Tigers with 7:08 left to play in the half, and Warsaw leading Peru 16-12. But nothing good's going to come from that. The only thing that could come is they could foul, but you can't count on that when you're standing there and holding it and looking at it, staring at it. It's just not going to work. Ross out top to Robbins. Near side to Rutker. Rutker to the baseline. Double team, leans in, shoots it anyway. Missed it short and tipped out of bounds by Rutker. It belongs to Peru. Rutker spelled R-O-E-T-T-G-E-R. Rutker. And he is one tough dude. 6'1", but he plays like 6'3". Right side, Sullivan. Hands back to Bricker. Bricker off a Jaeger screen. It's a legal screen. It'll be Peru ball. Part of the problem there is Luke. That's a Luke and Luke thing. Bricker's got to go closer to Jaeger when he dribbles the ball up from the bottom. And a whistle and a handshaking foul called on Trey Davis, and that'll be his second. What I'm saying is Jaeger gets the foul, but for my money, that's Bricker's fault because he left space for the defender to even think he could get through there, and when he did, he tripped over Jaeger's leg, and that's a foul. And you just can't do it that way. Bricker's got to do a better job of cutting that off closer. Eldridge shoots, and the first one's up and in. He's got 4 points, 16-13. It was 16-9 at the quarter. The Tigers scored the only points of the second. And Eldridge shoots again, looking for his fifth point. And he's got that too. 16-14, Peru Tigers within two of the Warsaw Tigers. Across the line, Carson Gould out to Jaeger, left side to Sullivan. Sullivan down to the left wing. Bounces to Jaeger outside the lane. He'll dribble out beyond the arc, then go back to Sullivan. In the corner, Martin squares up to the basket. Now lobs across to Carson Gould to the right elbow. Back to Martin, a head fake, and he started to drive, but he was cut off by Potts. Sullivan backs it back out. 2 minutes into the second, Warsaw leads 16-14. Right side, Martin, wide open this time for three. Oh, he missed everything. Long and out of bounds to Peru. Heckman back into the game. Jaeger comes out. Warsaw's kind of lost their mojo here on offense. They look pretty good moving the ball. Things have been a little sour here the last few minutes. Eldridge walks it through the center circle. Off a screen, shoots for three, way wide. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Carson Gould was the last to touch it, and it's out of bounds to Peru again. Here comes Hill back to the scorer's table. Again, the JV girls game scheduled to start at 6. Varsity game will follow that. In between will be the senior ceremonies. On the inbounds, wide open, is Potts, and he puts it in. Tigers got caught napping, and Peru has tied the game at 16. Heckman across the line, picks up his dribble, finds Carson Gould at the free throw line. He's surrounded. He'll take one dribble and then pick it up. Now he's got a problem. Bounces to Bricker, right wing. Bricker, one dribble, skips it across to Sullivan. Down toward the corner for Carson Gould. To the wing, Bricker, turning 18-footer. It's not going to count. Another illegal screen called against Warsaw. I saw that one out of the corner of my eye. It looked like a pretty good call, too. Sullivan with the foul, his first, team's eighth. It's a team control foul, so it's not shooting. Ross in for offense. And Hill out as those two rotate with Ross out there with two fouls. He got his second foul with 2:03 left, and Eric Thompson's trying to milk him to get him on the court for obvious offensive possessions. And then Rutker, pressured by Sullivan on the near sideline, dribbled it off his knee and off the sideline and out of bounds. And Warsaw's got the ball right back. And here goes Hill in, and there goes Ross out. 5:05 left to play. Tigers still have not scored yet here in the second. Heckman to the line, near side of the center circle, hands back to Martin. Out of the far side to Bricker, to the wing for Carson Gould. Backdoor cut, Martin under the basket against Hill. Oh, he put it up and he missed it. Hill let him go, and Martin just overshot it. And Peru has a chance for their first lead since early on. Rutker drives in for the right, hammered by Bricker. No call. Bricker the rebound. Then Rutker knocked the ball free, and it rolls out of bounds off of Bricker, and it belongs to Peru. You cannot take that man for granted. He is not going to give up. Ross in, Hill out. 4:39 left to play here in the second quarter. And Peru looking for the lead. On the inbounds again, they catch the Tigers napping. A whistle and double dribble. Warsaw got a huge break. Ross knocked the ball down with his hand. The official considered that the dribble. Then he grabbed it. Then he dribbled. That's double dribble. Turnover gives the ball back to Warsaw. Martin out top to Bricker. Right side Carson Gould. Out of Bricker, top of the circle for a 22-footer. It's good. Bricker with his first three-pointer of the weekend. He had 4 points last night on 2 two-point baskets. He's given Warsaw a 19-16 lead. Rutker curling, and he couldn't get the ball. It tipped back out. It's grabbed by Eldridge. Eldridge spins away from Carson Gould, takes it in and scores. And a foul is going to be called on the play. A very late whistle, but a whistle nonetheless. Carson Gould got a foul and scored the field goal for Eldridge, who has 7 in this quarter, and he can tie the game at the free throw line. Eldridge to shoot. For the season, 69%. For the weekend, 5 out of 6, pending what comes here. Eldridge dribbles and shoots and ties the game. Warsaw being pressed. Heckman looks for Carson Gould and finds him. Our fourth tie of the game. Gould back out top to Martin, right side to Heckman. Looking for people open. Nobody is. Sullivan at the right elbow. Hands back Carson Gould. He shoots a three. It's good. Carson Gould with his third three-pointer of the year. And Warsaw goes back up by three, 22-19. 3:40 left to play first half. Eldridge just to the far side of the center circle. Now bounces down Rutker on the baseline. Ran over Martin. No whistle. Kicks it out the pots for a three, and that's good. The two teams trading threes one after another, and it's 22-22, all knotted up with 3:20 left to play in the first half. Martin off a screen at the top. Reverses field. Hands back to Heckman. Heckman to the right elbow, then backs away from Hill. Backs all the way out above the volleyball line. To Martin, to Carson Gould. Now to the elbow for Sullivan. Hands back, Heckman's going to try a three-pointer. It's good. Heckman had 10 last night. He's got 10 in the first half here. And Warsaw leads 25-22. Three for three. Right side to Hill. Bounces out top to Potts. Bounce the elbow, knocked away by Martin. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Robbins. What a play to keep that alive for Peru. Rutker to the baseline against Sullivan. Shoots it, scores, and a foul. I think Sullivan should get it. He did. That's his second. Rutker with his first field goal. He has 4. And 1. That would be 6 consecutive possessions between the two teams, if he makes this, where that team scored 3 points. So Rutker up there looking for his 5th point. With 2.5 minutes left in the half. It's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Rutker. Warsaw blocked him out momentarily, but not long enough. Rutker then dribbled in the lane, lost it. It's tied up. And finally, the whistle sounds. Held ball. The arrow belongs to the Tigers with 2:28 left to play in the half. And Jaeger will come in for Sullivan. You have heard me say many times, I prefer a very quick whistle on those. I'd rather see quicker whistles than slower ones. That was a very slow whistle. That went on a lot longer than it should. Well over 2 seconds, maybe 3. Carson Gould, right sideline Bricker, back to Gould around to Jaeger, left corner to Martin. Back in the corner, Bricker turns and shoots a three-pointer. It's around and out, no good. Tipped by Jaeger, grabbed by Rutker for Peru. They have a chance to take the lead with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Now Eldridge between the circles. Now we'll walk it right, crosses over, steps back for a three-pointer. He missed it short. Carson Gould's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bounces ahead to Martin. Martin, 2-on-3. Drives in from the right. Missed it, no good. Jaeger, the rebound, back up, no good. Tipped by Martin, by Jaeger, no good. Heckam in the rebound, back up, hammered, and a foul called. Warsaw got several chances at it. They finally get two free throws out of it as Robbins takes his first foul. That's the fifth foul against Peru in the first half. Heckman at the free throw line. He's 1-for-1 today, or 1-for-1 today and 5 out of 7 for the weekend. And Heckman's free throw is good. 26-24 Warsaw, 1:42 to play. Ross back in for offense. I'm sure I've seen it, but not for a long time. A coach milk a player who had two fouls in the first half. As long as Eric Thompson has. Heckman shoots again. Good. Drew with a big first half scoring. He's got 12 points. He'll come out. Trey Davis in with 1:42 left to play in the half. And Warsaw leading 27-24. Eldridge will walk it slowly up with the left hand, then the right, then the left, then the right. Bounces it out to Potts. Potts, the wing, a whistle, and we're going to have an illegal screen called. Is that against Ross? I think it is. It is. Ross gets a call for an illegal screen with 1:29 left in the half. Hill will run to the scores table and check in, and he'll be out of bounds to Warsaw. What a big call that is. Warsaw with the ball and a three-point lead. Carson Gould into Martin, back to Carson. He'll jog it up. He'll fake the handoff, drive the baseline, kick it out to Bricker left corner. Luke up the sideline to Trey Davis. Now Davis goes back to his left to Carson Gould. Gould holding shoulder high, finds Trey Davis on the right with 1:10 left in the half. Now to Carson Gould in the corner, up the baseline. Martin puts it up and in. Big, strong move by Brant Martin. He's got 7. Warsaw with a bitty run here, leading 29-24. 55 seconds left to play here in the first half. And Warsaw would be on defense to start the third quarter. So a big possession here. 46 seconds left. Eldridge now to Robbins. Robbins bounces out top to Potts. He's guarded by Bricker. Cutting inside Hill, then cutting back out is Hill. And he throws it out to Potts. To the center circle for Robbins. Straight up man-to-man here by the Tigers. Hill, 28 seconds, out to Potts. Potts bounces to nobody. I think he was trying to throw it to Rutger, and it goes out of bounds. And now Warsaw with a chance here with 22.5 to have the last say of the first half of play, already leading by 5 points. 20 seconds, 19, 18, Davis across the line. Right side, Martin Louie, now to Jaeger. Left side to Carson Gould, 12 seconds. Skip pass across Trey Davis. He shoots a three. No good. Rebound grab by Eldred. They have time. 6 seconds. 5. Zigzag is going to Martin. Steps back. Shoots a three-pointer at the buzzer, and it's wide right. Warsaw with a spurt at the end of the first half. Leads Peru 29-24. First half scoring comes your way after this. 2 minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. First half scoring for Peru. Ian Potts had 7. Braxton Robbins, 3. Alex Ross, 3. Matthew Rutger, only 4 points in the first half. He scored 37 last night. And their leader is Gavin Eldridge, who had 8 points in the second quarter. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 4. Luke Bricker, 3. Carson Gould, 3. Brant Martin, 7, and the leader was Drew Heckman, who had 7 in the first and 5 in the second for a halftime total of 12. It was 16-9, Warsaw at the end of one. Peru came back, took the lead, tied the game early in the second quarter. Warsaw pushed it out and leads 29-24 at the half. Peru outscored Warsaw in the second, 15-13. We were tied 5 times, 2, 5, 16, 19, and 22. And there were 2 early lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 57-24. Warsaw's JV is 7-4. Kellen Bailey with a season-high 16. Robbie Finlinson, 13 for Warsaw. Again, they had the Chuck a Duck promotion here at halftime. Warsaw leads 29-24 over Peru. We'll give you the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here in the Tiger Den, Warsaw 29, Peru 24. Halftime stats are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Peru shot 8 of 24 from the field for 33%, 3 of 12 from three-point range, 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. For Warsaw, 10 of 24 from the field, 42%, 3 of 10 from the arc, 6 of 6 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 16 to 14. The Tigers with 5 turnovers, Peru had 6. Points off turnovers, Warsaw 7, Peru 5. Second chance points, Warsaw with 4 offensive rebounds and 4 second chance points. Peru with 4 offensive rebounds and no second chance points. Points off the bench, Warsaw 12. All 12 of those are Drew Heckman's. And Peru with none. Points per possession, Warsaw in the first half played to a 1.07 and Peru 2.85. Rebounds for the Tigers in the first half. Brant Martin had 4. Carson Gould had 3. Rebounds for Peru, Rutger with 6, 5 at the defensive end. Key to the first half for me was Peru's ability to make shots. In the first half, playing last night, then getting on the bus and coming here on a short afternoon today, they made a lot of shots. I was pretty impressed with the way they shot the ball, even though they only made 33%. They had 3 three-pointers. That's why they're still in this game right now. It's not a team that depends a lot on three-point baskets. Through 13 games, they had hit 66 three-pointers. So they don't depend on the three-pointer a lot. They depend on Rutger a lot. That's the other story of the first half. Rutger with only 4 points and 1 field goal in the first 16 minutes of play. You know he's going to come out and be aggressive. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw. We start the third after these messages on News Now Warsaw.